Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif has called an emergency meeting of Pakistan's National Security Committee, NSC, for Thursday morning, following India's suspension of the Indus Waters Treaty and a series of escalatory measures targeting Pakistan. The move comes in the wake of a deadly attack in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Eojek, that killed 26 tourists and injured 17 others. The late-night announcement of the NSC meeting was confirmed by Deputy PM and Foreign Minister Ishaq Dar in a post on X. The NSC, Pakistan's highest forum for national security and foreign policy, comprises the Prime Minister, key cabinet members, military chiefs, and intelligence leaders. India's Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri earlier addressed the media in New Delhi, outlining five major measures in what he termed a decisive response to cross-border terrorism. Among them, the immediate suspension of the Indus Waters Treaty was the most significant. The Indus Waters Treaty of 1960 will be held in abeyance with immediate effect, until Pakistan credibly and irrevocably abjures its support for cross-border terrorism, Misri said, directly linking Pakistan to the Pahalgam attack, although no evidence has been publicly presented. Misri also confirmed that the Atari-Wagha border crossing has been closed with immediate effect, while Pakistani nationals currently in India with valid documents have been asked to return before May 1. Additionally, India has banned Pakistani nationals from entering India under the SARC visa exemption scheme, declared Pakistan's military advisors in New Delhi persona non grata, ordering them to leave within a week, and reduced the strength of Pakistan's diplomatic staff in New Delhi from 55 to 30, while simultaneously withdrawing its own defense personnel from Islamabad. In response, Pakistan's Foreign Office expressed concern over the loss of lives in Pahalgam attack and extended condolences to the victims' families. However, officials stopped short of addressing the accusations from New Delhi.